When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Bombera, you notice that item is now gone, and behind it, scrawled on the wall, is the Rat King calls.
Oh, bloody hells!
I'm sort of willing to try anything. I teach these Zumba classes in the morning, and this beard is so hot and sweaty, and it's just too much for me.
You might want to donate that hair.
And that would be donated for...
Wigs for underprivileged orphans.
Well, they're probably really scared about this, Rat King that apparently called you.
They stole it! They stole my wand of smiles.
We love banishing evil. It's like our whole thing. So, I think we probably want to help.
Not my whole thing.
We did it once. We did it that one
it's
time.
It's all of our favorite things.
You got any hot tips for us of where we can start looking for this Rat King?
There's some sewage ducts, tunnels, whatever those are called.
Like an aqueduct? What are we talking about here?
Oh, I thought like a quack. Like a sewage duck. like the god in the entrance.
Well, you know what? Rat King's it there. Wouldn't surprise me if you were there.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Morn. With me today is Tom Laird.
Hey, that's me. I play Moot. He's a half-orc wild magic sorcerer.
And Amy Moore.
Yeah, I'm so ready. I play Sullivan Slight, a lightfoot halfling rogue. Suck it.
And Carla Maxted.
That's me. I play Glim, a dragonborn paladin.
And back with us today, from the Broadswords, Victoria Rogers!
Hi! I am playing Bonebera, the human sorcerer of indeterminate level and skill.
It's very secret. That's what we do here at Dungeons & Dragons, is we have secrets from you.
Did anyone feel like that, roll call was kind of calling us out on a basketball court? And there was
The pump up music was playing?
Yeah.
And it was good because you didn't nail, or you didn't trip on your way out you usually do.
That's right. Yeah. Sometimes I trip.
Yeah. Yeah. So it goes. Where you can see if we trip or not and then just edit it later is over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where you also, when you're a patron, get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, Robert Beck.
Robert Beck.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
You rock,
if you watch the videos of these this gameplay, you'll see we basically always trip. Spoiler.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Russ edits everything.
It just depends, what kind of mood Russ is in, which trips he leaves in. So
that's fair. Yeah.
Did Amy do it? It's going to stay in there.
It's staying in that podcast.
It's staying in there.
Yeah,
does Amy seem the most incompetent, but probably is very average? Yes.
Editing is magical. Editing is magical.
It is.
Yeah. Fuck it. Let's play D&D.
Ooh. Yeah.
Abby on the other side of the door.
We know Dad swears.
She's awake.
Previously, you had met Bonbera and determined that the Rat King...
sucks.
Sucks. Anti-smiles at the very least. So you are headed on the way to find your way to the Rat King with Bonbera.
On the way. On the way. Okay, it really smells down here. See, this... this is why I don't come down here. Sewage is gross.
Yeah, this is the only reason you don't come down here?
No! Why would I? It stinks!
Well, fair enough. I just mean, like... I mean, if you look at the brickwork of these tunnels, the architecture in this place... I mean, once I helped in... it's a town, you wouldn't know about it. But I helped lay the brickwork for this beautiful, beautiful arch they had. And, like, I was a brickery. And I just have to say, this is top quality bricks. I just looked up and saw both Victoria and Carla.
Moot writes down in his notebook, brickery? Question mark?
I've had many jobs. I've had many jobs in my life, but brickery was... the brickery was probably the hottest one. You know, because the bricks are so heavy and I'm so small.
Well, much heavier than the linen from the linenery.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you get a lot of those tablecloths stacked on top of each other, and that linen gets pretty heavy.
You've had so many jobs. You're so young. You're so industrious.
Thank you. Not many people recognize that about me.
Everybody make a perception check.
I was like, when's Russ going to stop me?
Is it about if brickery is a word?
Is three a good roll for a perception check, or am I too busy talking about myself?
This might be my worst. This is not good rolling. Wow. This is a 7.
My God. Can Glim do anything today?
Yeah, I got a 10. But my passive wisdom perception is 12.
We'll go with that.
Sure.
Glim and Sully are very in conversation right now. Moot and Bonbera, you hear what sounds like echoing quacks coming up.
Oh, great. It's the guard ducks.
The duck thing was real? Oh, boy. What did we? I feel like we might have bitten off more than we can chew here, Bonbera.
We just gotta give him some dish soap. We're good. Trust me.
Did you bring some? Is that something you carry around with you?
No.
Okay, where can we get some?
I mean, I have these, and I reach into one of my many, many strapped-on pockets, and I pull out a bunch of, wet naps.
Yeah, you wear that wet naps on you.
You
for round all the rib eating competitions
all
that
the
she
ribs.
Goes in.
You round a corner and you see up ahead of you 4 normal sized ducks covered in sewage filth.
Oh my God, look at these quack quacks.
They turn and they see you coming up the way, and one of them in its feathered wing pulls a blade.
Oh yeah, what are you doing here? What business you have being in these parts of the sewers there, yeah?
We mean you no harm. We just want to
Hey, Vinny, they mean us no harm.
We have these wet naps, we could clean you guys up a little if you want.
Oh my God. I feel like you're being really offensive.
What do you mean clean us up? What, are we not clean enough for you, you surface dwellers?
Well, we're down here, like, in the sewer kind of thing here. We thought maybe you wanted to be cleaned up.
Sully's like...
Leroy, you get this. They think we ain't clean enough for them.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's Leroy, Vinny. I'm sorry. There's Leroy, Vinny. What's your name, Mr. Knife Holder Duck?
Sasha.
Oh, hey, Sasha. Okay, So, very nice to meet you all. You can put your blade away. I don't think we're going to have an altercation here. Because look, and I pull out my gray stone. And I want it to be a duck.
Okay.
Because my graystone can be anything I want it to be. I have to roll for graystone?
No, you have to put it down.
You have to put it on the ground.
Oh, okay. I threw it.
Okay.
You mean I can't ever hold it?
No.
Oh, God.
Not and have it be a thing.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Now this isn't going to work.
Make a dexterity check. Because you're throwing it into a sewer.
Well, I'm dexterous as all get out. So, if I can find that number, it's a plus 5. Yes? Yes, it is.
That's your saving
throw. Right here. Yeah, 19.
Right? Yeah, it flops down, and then there's a...
A really big duck.
A really big, unmoving duck.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa, what is that? Why, it's a giant duck!
Yeah, that's right. It's a giant duck.
The one with the blade swings at it. It kind of wavers. He's like, it's magic duck.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's not a real duck. You trying to relate to us ducks?
Well, just a little bit. I'm just saying, we really appreciate you guys. Look at this giant duck I carry around.
Huh? I mean, it's a pretty cool duck.
Right?
What are you trying to accomplish with this duck?
What?
Like, what is the end game here? Find some common ground.
You're asking if Silly has an end game?
That seems like the wrong question for us, Russ.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like a question, yes, for Sully, but okay. I think he's trying to relate to the ducks, maybe befriend the ducks. I think he's a lover of all small animals.
Make up for Moot's faux pas with the ducks.
Yeah, well, he called them dirty and offered to clean them. Well, after you realized you were fully, soap, like, cognizant. Like the right thing to do. So I'm, like, just trying to build a bridge here because of my brickery background.
All right, we see your duck.
And we raise you 4 ducks.
We raise you 4 ducks with blades. You haven't told us why we're here.
Well, I don't know why you're here.
Why you're here.
Why I'm here?
What are you doing here in our sewers?
Well, I didn't know that you own the sewers.
This specific quadrant of the sewers is our sewers.
Oh.
I'm Gus, Benny, Leroy.
Well, hold on a second. You said you were Sasha.
Look, I don't tell people my real name.
You were hoping I didn't remember it.
I mean, normally we don't remember anything, so it's a fair bet.
I know. It's fair. Well, okay, listen, maybe you could help us out a little bit here, because obviously you are so much more intelligent than us, mm-hmm. and we are obviously, and I'll just get rid of, I'm trying to, like, talk to him around the giant duck, so I pick up my gray stone, and I put it back, I'm like, I'm really sorry about that, and I'm sorry about my friend Moot here offering to clean you up. That was weird.
It was weird. You're going to have to leave those here with us
So that we can't offend anybody else. I completely understand. Yeah. Glim, why don't you give them the wet naps?
Of course.
Contraband cleaneries.
Back in the day, I was a cleaner.
What's a cleaner?
What a cleanerer is, someone that cleans.
A cleaner.
Yeah, that's what I said. Anyway, so you're so much more smart than us, obviously, because I said the words wrong, and I was one, so that says something. And I was just wondering if that maybe you could help us find the Rat King, because we have a couple questions about his new regime.
Oh, you're here to see the Rat King, are you?
Yeah, should I lie with that?
Well, I mean...
Yeah, would that have been better than the offer to clean you?
Let me talk about this, my tall friend. Yes, that would have been better. That would have been better than trying to come in and impose your sense of cleanliness and sanitation upon us.
Sorry, maybe that's my bad. I had some faulty intel, or I just understood it wrong. I'm not exactly sure, but I take full responsibility for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So you're here to see the Rat King. Well, the Rat King, you're not too far. Not too far. You gotta keep going a little ways. But you can't cut through these parts.
Why not?
Because these are duck parts.
What if we abide by all your duck rules while we're down here. You saying you never have visitors? It sounds a little bit lonely.
Okay, well, in order to make it past all the other guard ducks we have, you're going to have to quack a little bit, just so they know that you're cool.
Well, yeah, all right.
Can you give us a demo so that we have something to practice off of?
Yeah. Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, quack, quack,
quack, quack, quack,
quack, quack, quack,
quack,
quack.
Quack, 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 quack. And then all four of them begin going, quack, quack, quack. It's okay, stop, stop. We're intelligent ducks. We don't need to quack all the time. Just as a notification that you're coming around the corner.
Well, all right. I think we can do that.
I know what I can do. You know, if... Hold on. Just a moment here. I move my hands around and I mutter some words. Suddenly, I'm a duck.
What?
Well, that's so much better than my rock that turns into a duck. Quack.
I'm gonna need to ask Bonbera to maybe show me that. That's pretty cool.
That's freaking awesome.
This one, she's got it.
Quack.
Yeah.
Now I can't do that, but like I'm kind of small, and I get down, and I.
Yeah, I can bring them through.
Beautiful. Okay, so you've got an escort through duck territory now?
Yep. Oh, just, perfect. You know, could you give us directions?
Yeah, you're gonna take... He gives you exact directions on how to get through. It's gonna take you
a
little
while.
Is
it three lefts?
Nope, it's not.
It's always three lefts. It's the weirdest thing.
But he gives you directions on how to get through into what he presumes is Rat King territory and says... Just around the corner. It's just quack. Otherwise, you might get just knifed.
Quack.
Roger that. You,
And I salute him with a little wing.
He salutes back. She's got it. I don't know if she's really a duck or if she's an actual person pretending to be a duck. This is really just blowing my mind right
now. What's duckception?
Maybe
guys, what if she was a duck this whole time pretending to be a person?
Well, I have an hour like this, so let's get going.
I think that answered
that question. Let's go.
You make your way past, make a perception check as you walk past them around the corner.
Well, that's a 4. I perceive nothing.
9.
13.
Oh, all right.
Guys, we're super average right now.
Glim, so you kind of look back as you round the first corner, and you see them kind of swarming around the wet naps that were left.
Just like a wah, 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 wah.
You make your way through duck territory, quacking at the appropriate corners, walking past several other guard positions.
I salute all of them.
Salutes are returned. They kind of give everybody else a look over, but see that you're with them and know that, you know, they're allowed to be in this section.
Yeah, these guys are cool. They got one duck with them.
Yeah, that's right. All you need is one duck. Moot's all like, I'm cool. I have a duck friend. And all the ducks are like, I hate you.
Still sorry about earlier.
Apologize. You're never going to be cool with ducks again.
No.
They're going to, the word is going to spread. Like crows.
You can tell, they've already heard about.
And they never forget.
Do these ducks have, like, headbands by any chance? I'm imagining some ducks with some cool headbands.
Yeah, it's tough to see through all the sewage filth, but there are bandanas and headbands of some sort.
Dang.
All right.
We've established a duck gang.
Yeah, this is... taking a turn.
Yep.
No, this was in your notes, right, Russ?
It was.
This whole thing was
planned
definitely
it from the beginning.
It was just a blank page that had two words that said duck gang. Was it?
Roll with it.
Sexy goblin.
After about 30 minutes of walking through duck territory, you make it to a what is like a clear divide. It looks like it's I don't want to say darker because it's a sewer, but like there's like vines starting to come down in certain areas. Like it's not as well kept. Like over time, the last few months, the cleaning crew hasn't been through here. Hey, it's Waterdeep.
They're very meticulous on
the
cleaning.
Cleaning errors?
Yeah.
What was it?
Wow, we thought that the duck territory was unkempt. Moot, are you having a stroke over here? Is everything okay?
I wouldn't have thought. I guess I haven't spent a lot of time in sewers, and my assumption is that they would have a relatively similar level of cleanliness, but it's turned worse.
Markedly different here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I give my little duck body a shake, and my little duck butt wiggles.
Oh, that cute little duck tail.
So cute.
And then I shudder into human form. Oh, okay. You know what? I really should have learned prestidigitation. This is gross.
But you really saved
did
us.
You happen to keep any
job.
Of those wet naps?
Oh, I have more.
Oh, may I please have some?
I pull out more. Always. Always more wet naps in one of these pockets.
Thank you. I begin cleaning myself with wet naps.
Can I roll? Sorry.
Oh, I was just gonna say, Bombera, what was the name of that spell that you did to turn into a duck? Is it like duck change?
That is, you know, that's a tricky spell. It's taken me quite some time to master, have to say. Some folk call it polymorph.
Polymorph, and he writes that down in his notebook.
Below it, does he write more than one morph? Question mark.
All the morphs?
How many morphs is Polly?
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Can I roll perception? See if I see a rat with a tiny crown or anything.
Sure.
Just standing there.
Oh,
you
I
didn't
don't.
Even notice
I rolled a 3. So, nope.
You, as you continue walking down the pathway of the sewer, you hear like scurrying footsteps, like little rat, rodent feet kind of on the pavement, on the brickwork. In kind of your peripheral, you hear them kind of all around you as the further you get in.
Guys, it sounds creepy down here.
Hear that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is gross.
Yeah. It's gross. It's a very unsettling sound. You know that feeling that you got in your gut when you looked at my beard all in one solid chunk when it fell off?
Sure. Yeah. It was unsettling.
It's worse. It's like 10 times worse than that. Yeah, so gross.
Just knock it. Can I roll perception to see if I see any scuttling? Because I'm assuming like the probably, walls are like vine covered. And
it'd
like,
probably be investigation over perception.
Let me investigate. Oh, good. That's a plus one instead of a minus one. Well, that's a six.
That plus one really paid off. Yeah.
It really did.
As you're all looking around, I'd say you'd probably catch glimpses of like rodent tails kind of going up and into the vines, catching them running around corners.
Guys, they're so fast. Did you know that a rat can fit through the size of a silver piece?
Really? Is that true?
Yeah.
Keep your mouth closed, then.
That's just good advice.
Horrific visual.
Just put my hand over my mouth now.
Sully just doesn't talk for the rest of the time, and everyone feels better. Like
it's going to be great listening.
You begin to hear the sound of voices up ahead. Two distinct voices. And it sounds like they're saying, like, okay, they're coming. They're coming. Just be quiet. And then we'll jump out and we'll just be like, you're here.
So we can hear this audibly, like. Yeah. Hey,
I say in like a loud voice. Their surprise.
I was gonna.
I'll say, I sure hope no one jumps out at us as we continue walking closer to them.
Because they don't know that we know that they're there. So we don't. Let's keep it a secret.
Okay.
So we go forward, I guess, and Moo says, boy, I sure hope no one jumps out at us and surprises us.
Oh, boy, that'd be so scary.
You hope it's not rats.
You hear like a...
They're going to be so surprised.
We start walking like heavier, so we're louder.
Really making a lot more noise.
Sloshing through.
You make your way down and take a turn. Where it naturally starts to bend, and you hear from behind you as you get down this pathway a little bit, slightly heavier footsteps hit the brick behind you. You turn around and you see he's probably like a 3 foot tall rat humanoid creature. And then you hear another set of footsteps jump on the other side of you, and there's another one, and they're like, "Ha ha!
Oh, I'm so surprised!
No! Oh my word! I'm so surprised and frightened!"
Ooh.
Hey, Squeeps, we got him! We got him!
Hey, you guys totally got us.
What are you doing here in Raccoon territory? Okay, let's just be real about this. We got you surrounded.
Well, there's only two of you, but there's four of us.
But they are on either side of us.
Oh, that's true.
Is one of you the Rat King?
No.
Well, I just thought that surprise was so good that must have been thought up by the Rat King.
Had to be royalty.
Yeah, a natural leader came up with that surprise.
Look, the Rat King. I need to make sure this isn't duck voices. The Rat King. See, he got us all in charge of this section leading into his royal courtroom. So we have to vet people before they come in here.
Well, gosh, you guys must be really important to be protecting the Rat King like this.
Very important. Name's Tourniquet, that's Squeeps. Squeeps says,
hey, don't tell him our name.
When you say courtroom, do you mean like a royal court or an actual courtroom where he conducts trials?
Is it Judge Rat King?
No, it's...
King Rat Judge?
He's the king.
Third Judge King Rat.
How many titles does he have? Is he a judge too?
I mean, right now he's just the Rat King. We should talk to him about maybe adding a few more. You think that would be better for like, you know, how people see him?
Well, I see the more titles the better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are you doing here?
Well, naturally, we're here to talk to the Rat King about increasing his number of titles and thusly increasing the fear in the neighborhood of him.
Squeaks from behind. He's like, hey, she looks familiar. I think we were at her place.
Hmm.
Oh.
At my place? At my Zumba class? Did I see you guys there? I remember a couple of very fit rats, like really kind of working it with the moves.
That was Hans and Franz. There are muscle. Yeah.
Yeah, they were very strong looking.
Very strong. They said they were going somewhere the other morning, and maybe that's where they were. They came back all like just jazzed on life. I don't understand.
Well, you guys should come one morning. I do it every morning just outside the Bahamut Temple.
Have you heard of Bahamut?
The Bahamut Temple, you say?
Yeah, it's really an amazing place. Just like the best, nicest people. Do you guys know about Bahamut?
No. Tell us about Bahamut.
Well, 47 minutes later.
I feel like we've lost the whole point of this here thing. You've been talking for quite a while, and Squeeps here fell asleep.
Squeeps asleep.
Well, you know, there's no need.
Just hearing about Bahamut makes you you feel so safe that you're free to just drift off to slumberland.
Yeah, it's just a very calm, warm place to be. But anyway, we're here to talk to the Rat King.
To accept the
about
Rat
his
King
titles and his lineage
as
and his
your
legacy.
King. Yeah, as
oh,
your
yeah,
king.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And protection from all that oppose him. I get it.
Mm-hmm. He gets it.
All right.
He gets it.
So you want to go see the Rat King, is what
yes,
you're saying.
Please. Yeah.
Oh, yes, please.
Hey, Squeaks, wake up. Just lead him in there.
Yeah. You. Unless you say otherwise, you follow behind Squeaks and Tourniquet's chatting your ear off. He's like, so how did you like the little note that we left you? Was that real intimidating?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I shook.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was my idea.
Oh, yeah. that was yours. Yeah. Your idea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, you need to leave a calling card of sorts, right? When you're trying to get people's attention.
Oh, okay. Well, you have my attention. Undivided attention.
Perfect.
Yeah.
This is going to go over so well once we see the Rat King.
Oh, yeah. Yes. For sure.
You walk into a larger open area where sewage is pouring down into this and going out. And in the center, there's a kind of a bridge and a platform that go over top of this central sewage area.
This is fancy AF.
Right? Real
there's,
real.
There's a large... What looks like, I mean, it's a chair, but it looks like it's been adorned to be kind of a throne of
oh
sorts.
Oh, God, is it a toilet?
Yep.
As soon as you said throne, I was like, that's a toilet.
And it's a large toilet, though. It looks like maybe it's a giant-sized toilet.
Oh, good.
Oh. And you are... walked up this bridge and you stand in front of it and Tourniquet says, all right, we gotta just go get the king and we'll be right back. You just kind of wait here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Squeeps, you stay here just in case they try any funny business.
Okay. Tourniquet jumps up and into the toilet and you hear some banging as it kind of falls down some pipes.
I have a question. If they're in the sewer, where does that flush to? I'm curious.
It's a good question.
Is there sub-sewers?
Is, like, there water in the toilet?
No.
Or it's just a tunnel. Okay.
After a few moments, Tourniquet comes back up. He says, all right, do you have any questions before you're presented before royalty?
Do I look okay?
I mean, yeah. Oh. You look fine.
What does the Rat King prefer to be called?
The Rat King.
Okay, perfect. So not like your worship or anything like that. He just prefers Rat King.
Your honor. Your regalness. Your judgeship.
Yeah, no. We just generally call him the Rat King.
Well, I think you guys could probably step it up a notch. There's so many other adjectives out there.
Oh, well, what would you suggest?
Oh, your highness, your royalty, your magnanimousness. Okay.
Your beneficence.
Okay. Something. Yeah. All right. He hops out and gives a knock on the side of the toilet. Clank, 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 clank.
Is that the signal?
And you hear slow meandering scurrying through the tunnel system that goes through and up into this toilet. And rising up from the throne, Tourniquet begins to speak. He's like, "Is high royal hiney, the rat you've all been waiting for, the one to rule them all, his kingship lordly, the Rat King." Welcome to the middle. Ah.
Yeah. It's fun.
It had like a real shallow vibe for me.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Is that shallow? Is that the one?
Yeah, the Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper one.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't see it. Maybe I'm just that good. Maybe.
I think you're just on par with Gaga.
I'm just Gaga, Bradley Cooper good. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. That's what says we always nobody. Say about you.
That is my rating system.
Russ Moore ranks on the Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga scale. No. Mm-hmm.
Where you can listen to some bonus episodes that sometimes feature Russ singing because he plays a bard is on Patreon.
That's right. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast. Where I sing all of the songs for the first season, second season I do a little bit, and third season I feel like it's gonna skyrocket. I feel like
it's coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, I feel like there's gonna be an incurring incident that's like, I need to get back in the game. I switched to an acting game, now I need to get back in the singing game.
Yeah, a lot of talk about playwriting, we're gonna get back to that singing, I think, pretty soon.
So you can hear all those episodes just for being a patron at the $2 level. We have a ton of other really cool stuff, like monthly live stream hangouts where you can come hang out with the four of us and we chat with you. You tell us how things are going and then we talk about it. That's a really good sell, isn't it?
It is pretty good.
Yep. It's really the peak sell. Excel.
And I mean, those can be anything from Q&As to just general joshing around and bullshitting.
Majority of
mostly the latter, but
mostly that one. But sometimes people ask questions.
You know us. You know us. You know how we roll. We also have some other really cool stuff, including a tier called the Goods, where you can help us vote on new designs for our apparel, our merchandise. But also, after you're a patron at that tier for 4 consecutive months, you get swag sent to you quarterly. That's what I meant to say.
Ooh, what kind of swag, Russ?
New
Anything
swag.
Anything and everything?
Anything and everything. Probably because you're helping us design new designs or come up with the new designs that we want to do and then execute them. You'll probably get those designs.
Probably get those new designs.
Seems first, reasonable.
Before anybody else. So go check that out, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We want to see you over there. We would love to have you over there. A whole bunch of really cool stuff. Hopefully there's a place for you. Now, it's episode time. Can't touch this? Okay, bye.
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 That was wonderful. You did a great job. That was really good. Excellent.
Screech begins clapping just very fast. Like, and rising up with a cut up like tin can.
This is exactly what I was imagining in my brain. Only it was a Coca-Cola can, but I know that doesn't exist in this world.
dressed in soiled, what looked like they were at one point very nice clothes, but they are soiled and tattered. The Rat King rises out, and he as well is probably 3 or 4 feet tall. And he stands before you, and he says, "You have come to bask before the royal king, have you?"
Yep.
Oh, yes, yep, your kingship, yep.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm. So
that is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Squeeps. Yes, Squeeps was telling us y'all were trying to get my attention.
And we did, because you showed up.
Yeah.
Good job, Turnikin Squeeps. You've earned your snack for today. And he reaches into a pocket and he throws them each a little, like, cracker, half-eaten cracker.
Is it an animal cracker?
Yes. You two go wait down there. I will deal with these royals, these subjects. They scurry back down either side of the bridge, so they're standing down on the bottom of the bridge. At either side. Now, my vision for the Dark Ward, and many people have already come to tell me that this will work, is that I will be the ruler of the Dark Ward.
Mm-hmm.
And you will, as an owner of a fine establishment, sorry for Turnikin and Squeeps, they like to mess things up. I will protect you from all that oppose the Rat King.
Sorry, I have a question. Sorry, my hearing isn't too good. You're way up there, we're way down here. Sorry, are you going to be the ruler of the Dark Lord? Or the Dark Ward?
The Dark Ward.
Dark the area.
The area the that
dork,
you're in.
The Dork Ward, I think he's saying the Dork Ward.
The Dork Ward.
Probably the one, yep.
The Duck Ward? Oh, you're going to have to talk to them if it's the Duck Ward, because they are, they're feisty.
Yeah, the Duck Ward, we're working on them. They're a harder sell.
Mm-hmm.
Harder sell. Mm-hmm. So, all you need to do is just, we'll just come collect payment, and we'll just protect you.
From what?
From like, all the other people who want to take over the Dark Ward.
Has this been an ongoing problem, Bonbera? Is this something that you've needed help with?
Generally, the City Watch are good. You know, except, you know, when there's fires and festivities, you know. Mm-hmm. But generally, they're on top of things. Have you...
There are lurking evils in the sewers that we have already started to protect you from.
Oh.
So you're doing your job for free?
Nope. But not anymore.
Okay.
Thus the calling card.
Yeah. So you took something that belongs to me.
That was how we got your attention, yeah. Yes.
I would like it back, please.
See, I think they picked it because they were tired of people smiling.
Why would you be tired of people smiling?
We are not a smiley group.
Well, that's a shame. That's a darn shame.
See this scowl that adorns our face?
How?
Rat King, have you tried smiling?
Yeah, I tried it once.
I feel like if you maybe
it hurt.
Tried it again, maybe you'd see that it's a lot nicer when you smile.
Well, I hear it's a lot harder on your face to frown than it is to smile.
I've heard that too.
Mm-hmm.
When your face has been frowning for so long as ours has, the muscles are just locked in that position.
Yeah, but I hear you're never fully dressed without a smile.
Look at me. I have magnificent robes. I am fully dressed at right now.
Well, smile and the world smiles with you. I could go on forever.
She's got a lot of these.
Make a persuasion check.
Oh. It is... Well, I got a plus four in persuasion. Fuck yeah, bud. 22.
He scowls at you and looks down at you. And you see his sharp, pointed, almost rotted teeth begin to show in like a grimace, like as he tries to pull his lips back into what looks like he's trying to smile. He's like this?
You're off. You're almost yes. there.
Yeah. Oh, you're so close. You're so
you
close.
You have a Don't beautiful you... smile.
It really
Don't
does.
Do you feel better? It looks very regal.
Bring that your lordship.
You look like a leader, a ruler.
That Dark Lord's got nothing on you.
Dark Lord?
Well, you said you're going to be the ruler of the Dark Lord.
No, Dark Ward. Ward!
Oh, see, I think the right. problem is that we've only adopted the dock. You were born in it.
You got my backstory then.
Yep.
Yeah. I will be sure to give Tourniquet and Squeeps another cracker for making sure that everybody knows all about the Rat King. Those new names that they gave for me, though. So, this hurts. I don't
But doesn't it also feel good?
Mm-hmm. Exercise
like
those
in your
muscles.
Heart.
Yeah, when you haven't used something in a long time and then you start to and you can kind of feel it loosen up.
Just got to do some reps. I can put together a whole routine for you if you want. Really get those facial muscles kind
of
like loose
all four
and relaxed
of us just
and
like
strong
this.
And
Glim, make a persuasion check as well.
Okay. I sure will.
I mean, paladins are like persuasive as fuck, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's a 24.
You could do that for me.
Of course, it's like, I love fitness. I mean, I love Bahamut number one. Number one, Bahamut. Number two, my friends. Number three, fitness. So
What's
I'd
before?
Be so happy. Actually, here, hold on. And I like, maybe could I just borrow your notepad for 1 second? I can throw some together
yeah,
real
totally,
quick
totally.
For you. And I write down like, you know, 20 times smile, frowns. And then it's a bunch of reps of different exercises and like pushing up your cheeks and pulling down your cheeks.
He's following behind you on everything at this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if you just do that every day, honestly, like you'll start to see improvement after just a couple days and do this for a month and you are going to be a champion smiler.
You know, I start to feel something
mm-hmm.
when I do these exercises. He's still... It's a disgusting smile, mm-hmm. but I start to feel warm on the inside.
It's nice, right?
I guess. Is this
a good way to be?
Is this what people above the sewers feel?
I mean, the lucky ones, yeah.
It's like having the sun shining on the inside.
You hear from down at the bottom of the bridge's Tourniquet yell up. He's like, your lordship, are you okay up there? I think I am. How does it look? And you look down and you see that very shocked face on Tourniquet. And he's like, it looks great.
Yeah.
I think.
It looks wonderful.
It looks great.
It looks so mm-hmm. great.
You guys yeah. should try this too. Squeeps, Tourniquet, you should try this. You'll mm-hmm. love it.
Get in here, you guys.
Both of them try the same thing. They're like, yeah, like this. This is what the king wants?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Great.
I think every king wants happy subjects, right? It means he's doing his job really well.
Right. Okay. Great. And the king turns and looks at you and says, well... I'm going to stop for a minute just because the muscles haven't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rest is just as important
overdo.
As reps. You gotta take a break sometimes too.
Yeah. Go slow. You don't want to hurt yourself. There's nothing like pulling a mouth muscle.
Well, I feel like this has changed my entire outlook. My whole reason for being.
Well, you're going to give our friend her smile wand back?
Oh, right.
Mm.
It might make you smile on
okay.
the inside.
Yeah. You know, so sometimes when you give something to someone, you know, it makes you
right.
feel good.
And it brings this smile.
Yes.
Just try and stop it, yeah.
My God, I think we're really learning something important today, you guys.
It really is. This is our, like, very special episode.
It is.
He calls out in a series of high-pitched squeaks, and you hear, I don't want to say rumbling, but you hear, like, a low rumble coming from some of the pipes.
Oh, God, it's a thunder down under.
What? No, it's the rats.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
Not Australian strippers.
No.
I saw that show.
I think I did too when I was like 19.
Swarms of rats begin pouring out of the pipes. And on the backs of one of the swarms, you see your wand of smiles. What does it look like?
It... You know,
is it covered
funnily
with those
enough,
yellow stickers that you get from Walmart?
It doesn't look like the most friendly wand, actually. It's kind of spindly looking and twisted. And the handle is that of, like, it looks like a carved spider.
This wand kind of rises and rolls along the back of all of these rats as they come and crowd in front of you and lift up the wand to about hand height in front of you. And he says, "We're going to try this out, and if it doesn't make me smile, my rats might eat you."
See, these are smaller rats?
Yeah, these are regular
sized rats. Oh, is he controlling
rats.
These rats the same way Ant-Man controls ants?
You don't know.
Okay, well, you know, just hand it over and everyone, and I look at the party and, like, put this giant smile on my face.
We're all smiling right now.
We're yeah. smiling so big. I realize the audio podcast not helpful
yeah,
that we're all
big
smiling.
Smiles.
Big smiles.
Big smiles.
Everybody roll a persuasion check as the handoff happens here.
Well, that's 14.
Dirty 20.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well,
shit.
I like that.
Apparently,
good,
I have a plus 5
only...
persuasion, so that's a 21.
Ooh. Oh, I also have a plus 5, but mine's still an 8. So,
Carla, give me back my dice rolls.
Right.
Bombera, you reach out to grab the wand, and you're looking at the face of the Rat King, and he's watching all four of you very intently, and he looks down to Tourniquet and Squeeps, and both of them still have the pained smile on their face as well. And you see his lips begin to crack again, and he too begins to that same ugly smile as he's like, it feels so good to just be nice.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? People end up being nice to you when you're nice to them.
So if I go try this on the ducks, they might let me have some of their territory?
It's worth a shot.
Those ducks are fucking... I mean, yes.
All right. I'm going to try this smile business and see about expanding our reach and maybe creating friendships at the same time.
Yes, that is a worthwhile and commendable goal.
Truly something a king would do.
That's how you remain king.
Kingly.
Happy subjects.
Yeah, I suggest having a vision statement.
A vision
Great idea.
Statement?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
What's a vision
if you
statement?
Come to the offices of the Dockside Business Association, they can help you put together that vision statement.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what? If you want to extend your reach, they can help you with your business venture as well.
Oh, I had no idea that these resources were available to someone such as I.
They are for everyone in the dock ward.
And is there any sort of membership fee?
You know what? I'm on the board, so I can sponsor you.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's just
it's all
but
about
if,
the people you know.
If I go out on a limb and sponsor you, though, I just, you know, just don't. Don't let me down, you know?
Smile.
Well, with a smile like that, he can let anyone down.
Always smile. I won't let you down.
Fabulous. Why don't we set up a meeting for tomorrow at 11, and then we can go have lunch.
Oh, okay. You guys got that? Tourniquet, squeak. Do we know what time is? We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Great.
Great. Well, okay. I'll see you at 11.
I can't wait. This is going to be so good for rolling out my kingdom to the entire Dark Ward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drop my smile again. Oh, gosh.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, take it easy. Can't do it all at once.
There's a lot. I'm going to have a royal nap here in a little bit.
I'm going to start calling all my naps royal
naps. Royal naps, for sure.
All right, well, this wasn't the way I expected today to go. But you know what? I feel like the Rat King turned over a new leaf today.
We're building bridges, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like these water features you have here. It's gorgeous.
It is. Yeah. This is why I picked this location, because it all just kind of comes down here. It's central. You can get everywhere from here. You gotta be available is what you gotta be when you're a king like me.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. We came in here. You saw us right away. I think that's really important. Right? Mm-hmm. You're very accessible.
I had a welcoming party.
Yeah, they could be a little more welcoming.
Well, until today, smiling was not part of our purview.
Yeah, I feel fair like enough, going forward, enough. They're really going to excel
gonna
in
do,
their role.
They're gonna
oh,
do
I think
better
so, because they were very chatty, too. Very personable.
Interesting.
You did a good job choosing okay those guys.
Great. Good good job, Sweets and Tourniquet. All right, well, they will lead you out. I am going to go find a reflection and see what this looks like. The smile business.
Well, looks great.
You're going to be happy with what you see.
All right.
I know I am.
As you're talking to him, he's lowering himself slowly back down into the toilet. As I will see you tomorrow at 11.
11 o'clock.
11. 11.
And then scurrying back down the toilet. And all of the swarms of rats scurry back up and into the pipes. And Squeeps and Tourniquets lead you back out to where they met you at the border of rat territory and duck territory.
Yep. And I turn myself into a duck. And I roll around in the sewage again because I gotta fit in.
Yep. Gotta be a dirty duck.
Yep. And I quack at all the corners.
You make
I tell Squeeps and Tourniquet, like, I hope I see you guys at Zumba tomorrow. Every morning.
We're gonna look into it. And, you know, maybe make some time. We have this 11 o'clock tomorrow, but maybe the day after.
Okay. I'll see you there.
Yeah, it's gonna be real fun. We're gonna come with Hans and Franz. They know where it is, right?
They know where it is, and they're great. You can just shadow them, because they're experts.
Perfect, perfect. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming. It's gonna be an interesting transition period here, I think.
Yeah, it's a whole new world for you guys. You know, just take it slow, roll with the punches.
Great.
Try not to punch anybody.
Right, yeah. No, that's probably a good idea. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Good. Okay, well, we'll see you guys soon then.
All right.
And you make your way back through duck territory, quacking at all the appropriate times. You make your way back to where you originally met the first ducks, and they look markedly cleaner than when you had entered.
Oh, thank you so much for the tips, and we'll be on our way.
Great, great, yeah. These guys all kind of have the same voice now. Quack, quack.
Mm-hmm. Quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Are you saying all ducks sound the same?
No, they had the Russ same voice as the rats. I gotta,
fair
you
enough
know.
Quack,
all
quack
sewer folk.
All
sound
sewer
the
folk
same
kind of sound the same. Dialect
well,
is a little
yeah
bit the same.
Yeah, it's all in the same neighborhood, so.
It's yeah, you got
it's
it.
It's Brooklyn.
So you made your way to the Rat King. You're good. All right, well, we'll bid you adieu, my duck friend.
Duck friend, and a salute, a feathered salute.
Quack, 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 quack,
quack, quack.
You make your way back out of the sewer, and you're back in the streets of the Dock Ward in Waterdeep.
And well, give everybody some hand sanitizer.
That did not go the way I was expecting it to go.
No, it turned out it was, you know, he wasn't an evil being at all. Yeah. Just a little bit misguided.
Yeah.
You know, I think the Rat King would be a real asset to the Dark Side Business Association.
For sure.
He's got vision. Mm-hmm. It's very hardworking.
He's got grand plans.
Well, now, look, you got your smile wand back. You know,
me too. Who wants a smile?
I'd love one.
I raise my hand.
And I cast it on each of you. It has three charges.
Perfect.
It looks so threatening the way you're fake holding your wand. What's going to happen?
And you are now forced to smile for 1 minute.
Okay. Oh, this is really interesting.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Feels natural.
You make your way back to Bobbles and such, and settle up your reward.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes. That is. You know what? You'll have to go over to the Dockside Business Association office. That is just two streets over and three rights. And
oh, back by Bottles and such.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be able to pick up your reward there.
Well, it was so great to meet you, Bob. Yeah, super great meeting you. We love this shop. I mean, thank you again.
Oh, you're welcome.
My life's just going to be so much easier without this beard on.
You're welcome. And you know what? Those underprivileged orphans who are in need of wigs will thank you.
You go collect your reward, and Moot, roll me a perception.
Okay. 13.
There were a few things in Bobbles and such that that caught your eye, that now that you have a large sum of money, you might want to go purchase.
Okay, so I'm not going to be eating my money anymore.
Well, maybe not.
Still
all
eat
of
some
it.
Of your money.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh, welcome back! And at this point, I think Theobald has returned from dropping off the beard and is now scrubbing the wall.
Oh, I see you put him right to work.
Did you talk to them about not leaving calling cards anymore?
Oh, yes. You know what? Just, actually getting cards printed for them, I think.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I saw a few things in here, Bombear. I was wondering if you could tell me kind of what they are, because they caught my eye.
Oh, well, sure. What caught your eye?
Well, there's that dagger over there with, like, the jade handle. So I saw that one. Oh, I see a link here from Victoria. Maybe I'll go there. That might be a better idea. All right. And we're working with a little bit of a gold constraint, so I can't just go hog wild. Hey, Russ?
It's up to Bombera as to what the actual price is. But,
right, she might give you the friends and family discount.
There's some pretty broken stuff in here for level one characters. Yeah. So I'm going to say that, yeah, there's probably a bit of a constraint on as to if it's a 12,000 gold piece item, you're probably not going to be allowed to get it.
Okay.
You can sort by price.
Yeah,
that mace
for 48,000 gold pieces.
Yeah. Probably not
that
on the
table.
That
seems like a bit much.
Can you put it on layaway?
I was eyeballing this Cloak of the Bat.
Oh, yes, this. And she takes it off the rack. This is a fine woven silk. And put it on me. And step into the shadows.
Of your store.
And then I suddenly am a bat.
Ooh.
Whoa.
But only in the shadows?
And then I start flitting around the shop.
Ooh.
That is awesome. Is that like that spell you did earlier to turn into the duck? Is that like the same thing?
And then I suddenly appear again in human form and take off the cloak. Yes, but it is like that spell. I can turn into pretty much anything. This.
Oh, so it's not just duck specific.
No, it's not duck specific.
Okay.
But this one is bat specific.
Oh, okay. So, oh, so the only one you can do with this is the bat. But that's pretty cool. Oh, yeah. Well, do you think, do I have enough gold to afford that?
How much do you have?
Well, I mean, we got the reward money, and then I had some put away for some more turnovers, and the chocolate croissant that you recommended. But I can dip into that fund a little bit.
Yes. Well, you know, this is a one-of-a-kind item.
I mean, yeah, I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
That's because this is the only one.
Wow.
Yeah, so the price tag is a little bit more than what you've got there. But, you know, how long are you in town for?
I mean, we've only been here a week, but it's a pretty nice place, so maybe a little while.
You know, I could use some help around the store. I mean, you could maybe work for some of the cost.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that sounds great to me. I'll bring those croissants for my first day.
That sounds great.
Great. That's awesome.
Okay. Well, give me what you got.
And then you just hand it all over.
The cash.
Oh, great. Thank you. And I put that in the till. If you want to come here every day for 8 a.m., we will go from there.
Oh, my goodness.
Perfect. Sounds great.
Fantastic. Look at this.
Moot's got himself a part-time job.
Got a part-time job.
And a cool dress. And
well, I mean, like, Glim's doing her Zumba classes every morning, so, well, yeah, I should go contribute, right?
Well, yeah, for sure. That's really nice of you.
Well, you know, I need a new roof.
Well, yeah, no.
It's time.
Practical, too.
Is anybody else looking to purchase anything?
Nope.
I'd like to buy the oil of etherealness.
Oh, yes. Now, this is a special, special elixir. And I hold of this little vial, really, of oil. This can take you to the borders of the ethereal plane.
Ooh.
That sounds like just the kind of place I would want to go. This is just single use, right? A single use?
Yes, this is single use. It's good for a fair amount of time. You know, like a long sleep worth of time.
Okay.
Yeah, but it is single use, yes.
Okay, well, I think I have enough money to buy it. If maybe you wouldn't mind cutting me a little bit of a deal. What do you think?
Well, Moot might need some help putting those shingles up. And, you know, a big, strong person like you.
I thought I'd be working in the store. I didn't know I'd be doing the roof. But yeah. Sure.
She said she needed a new roof.
That's true, she did. I just didn't know why I didn't make that connection. Wait, do you think a brickery would help out with that as well? Is that like a transferable skill?
Oh, we can all get in on this roof. I think a shingler and a brickery that's just two very different vocations.
Yeah, okay. I don't think my roof needs bricks.
Yeah, probably too heavy. Well, is it okay? I know he's going to come at 8. I do my Zumba class. Can I come over after that?
Yeah. You know what? Could I take the Zumba class for...
Oh, Zumba class is open to anybody. Great. You come whenever you
fantastic.
Want.
Fantastic. I will show up for Zumba then.
Sully notices just how nice and accommodating Bombardi is being. And out from his cloak, he produces a... what is it? It is the scroll of vitriolic sphere. And is like... And puts it out on the table. And then puts down 480 gold pieces. And is like, I would like to purchase this, please.
Well, we're close enough. Thank you.
Just some straight commerce for Sully seems out of character.
He
but
feels
as
a little
we mentioned,
guilty.
Who knows what else you stole?
Yeah.
All right. So
pay for something.
Pretty sure that none of you have any money anymore.
No, I'm pretty sure it's all gone.
Some of you have part-time jobs now, and
just a short period part-time job. While we throw that roof up there.
That's right.
Me and Moot are both strapping, quick about it. so it should be.
Plus, I got that little crab claw that'll help me out for the hard to reach places. So.
For sure. Okay. When we need to bring more shingles up to the roof, we don't have to go back up and down. You can just mage hand those up to the top of the roof.
Well, we fade out on Moot and Glim doing some of that work, hammering those shingles in real well, as the sun is now setting over the dock ward in Waterdeep.
The song Long Road Ahead is by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. Our supporting producers are Gabriel Lynch, Ryan Cushman, Joshua Dixon, Devin Michaels, Kat Waterflame, and Jacob Madden. Find out more and receive exclusive content at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Were you accused of a murder enacted by supernatural forces beyond your control?
Yeah.
Are you seeking a multi-figure gold settlement for damages to your business?
Yes.
Are you a young entrepreneur seeking justice for the murder of a family member that would be here if you were better at your job?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Thomas Phelps. I am the attorney, along with my assistants, of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher, and we want to help you get justice.
Our expert legal services are available for a modest fee. But not too modest, I got a family to feed.
As a bot, I don't eat, but I do have a hunger. A hunger for justice.
And that hunger drives us to work for you, future client. From investigation to sentencing, we've got you covered for everything from public urination.
Oh, yeah.
To murder in varying degrees.
Don't look at me.
The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher care about families. That's why they work quickly to help get this daddy off. I was blown away.
My business was in trouble after an unfortunate case of property damage. But the attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher helped set things right with a hefty gold settlement.
So come on down to the law offices of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher.
Located in the old Biscayne Boys building.
In Eastern Orgea.
Just follow the podcast highway signs for Dungeons and Drimbus and take the Season 3 exit. The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher are not responsible nor liable for any of the following that may be incurred while working on your case. Sudden death, loss of limb, heartbreak, the use of magic to secure evidence, the wrath of an interdimensional being, urinary bladder infections, nausea, depression, the sudden desire to remove one's clothing, the illicit romance of a will-they-won't-they workplace scenario, or a complete and utter disregard for the natural laws of space and time.
Join your favorite fantasy attorneys for their next case. Dungeons and Drimbus publishes every Friday, wherever podcasts are found.